T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM. People who live in Lincoln Square had an opportunity to express their views last night on a plan for their neighborhood. It involves a project to give a makeover to a busy North Side street. WBBM's Rob Hart with more.
The virtual community meeting allowed people to look at three proposals to remake Lincoln Avenue between Western and Catalpa. The goal of the $15 million project is to make that stretch of Lincoln more pedestrian-friendly. 40th Ward Alderman Andre Vasquez says art will be a big component of the Lincoln Avenue project, from rotating art surfaces to murals.
But we've also walked up and down Lincoln to look at building facades to see where the potential for murals would be, and talking to those landlords to see if along the stretch we can have different sets of murals that those could change annually if we've got people that would sponsor them, different businesses.
The newly redesigned Lincoln Avenue North will be anchored by the Ainsley Art Plaza, which opened last year. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Public Schools will now allow workers who are not fully vaccinated by tomorrow to instead get weekly COVID testing until they get their shots. The change in policy is in line with mandates for other city employees. Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady updated the CPS numbers during a news conference yesterday.
We've had a total of just 0.57%, about 6 out of every 1,000 CPS staff and students have a positive test and be present in school all the way back to the beginning of the year. Last week, just a total of 0.09%, less than 1 out of every 1,000 staff and students were positive for COVID. And that's really good. We've been very pleased by that.
CPS says as of yesterday, 86% of its employees have submitted proof of vaccination. For the first time in decades, an outsider has been named CEO of Commonwealth Edison.
55-year-old Gil Quinones ran the New York Power Authority for 10 years. Now he's tasked with restoring ComEd's reputation after it admitted to a decade-long bribery scheme to get favorable legislation in Springfield. ComEd is also facing an audit of past expenditures under the energy law signed last month by Governor Pritzker, which could lead to lower ComEd rates and lower profits. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A truck driver is charged with 9 counts of DUI after a fiery crash that left one man dead and several people hurt earlier this week. Prosecutors say Rennie Ramirez Ortz was driving a box truck on the Kennedy near Natoma when he failed to slow down in a construction zone. His truck slammed into a car, trapping 50-year-old Marvin White inside, leading to his death. A judge has ordered Ramirez Ortz held on a $250,000 bond. Good news for Metra commuters. The agency's budget for the coming year does not include a fare increase.
Metra's proposed budget is $900 million, which is $100 million more than was spent this year. Officials aren't sure, but they're banking on more riders filtering back into using mass transit. The extra spending will be to run more trains and fill vacant jobs. The Metra system is running about 80% of its pre-pandemic train schedule. Metra's also proposing a $6 day pass that would allow riders to travel over 3 zones all day long. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago City Council is expected to vote today on a plan to allow shared electronic scooters back on the streets next spring. The proposal would allow 3 firms that win 2-year licenses to deploy a maximum of 2,000 scooters each. The plan has been approved by the city's transportation committee. It has the backing of the mayor. Mayor Lightfoot again taking aim at the Cook County court system. When asked about violence in the city, she responded,
"Look, the bottom line here is we have to have more accountability by the courts. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a city where murderers, shooters, rapists, and other people are out on bond or electronic monitoring because the courts won't step up and do the right thing.
The mayor made those comments while attending the grand opening of a new resource center at Truman College. There's still no decision on the location of another Chicago-area casino.
Illinois Gaming Board regulators have put off a decision on narrowing the field of four applicants for a South Suburban casino to three after spending hours hearing presentations from the contenders. Following a closed-door session, the gaming board's administrator said the decision could come up for a vote at the board's October 20th meeting. He said the gaming board remains on pace to grant the license to one of the four applicants by early January. The four proposals are for casinos in Calumet City, Linwood, Madison, and one on the border of Homewood and East Hazelcrest. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A member of a West Suburban school board quit last night, citing the harassment she's been dealing with. As WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports, it involves a variety of personal attacks.
Carolyn Weibel resigned from the St. Charles District 303 school board, saying she has been harassed on social media, on emails, and at her home for about a dozen years. She's been on the school board for the last 4 years.
Someone has harassed me in my face walking into meetings when I was on a walker. I've had dead animals thrown in my driveway. My house has been vandalized. I've been followed and videotaped in a grocery store shopping with my son. My home was broken into. My car was vandalized.
Weibel said other school boards have protected their members when harassment occurs, yet District 303 has not. She is the second school board member to resign this year. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago Public Schools says while 86% of employees have submitted proof of COVID vaccinations, those who haven't given their shots have, before tomorrow's deadline, they have an alternative now.
CPS says workers who aren't fully vaccinated by the Friday deadline can undergo weekly COVID testing until they get their shots. Yesterday's change in policy came after the three unions representing CPS workers sent a letter to Mayor Lightfoot urging the city to not place unvaccinated employees on unpaid leave. Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says she's pleased with the low rate of transmission in schools 7 weeks into the academic year.
Last week, just a total of 0.09%, less than one out of every 1,000 staff and students were positive for COVID, and that's really good. We've been very pleased by that.
She expects COVID vaccines to become available for children between the ages of 5 and 11 sometime next month. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.